This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Miss Bucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest by way of telephone is Dr. Tom Renfro and his wife, Sid. Dr. Renfro is a internist, a medical doctor. He practices in Norton, Virginia, and he developed on November 1996 lymphoma, but not just lymphoma. The worst kind of lymphoma is called mantle cell lymphoma. It went all the way to stage four because there was no cure. There was nothing medically that could help him. Chemotherapy couldn't help him. Any of the modern medicines couldn't help him. There was help with only one place, and he knew it as a medical doctor. It was God. But instead of getting better, he was getting worse and worse and worse. He had an unusual church. His church literally went into prayer and fasting for him, and he had an unusual wife, has an unusual wife, Sid, and she was watching him die, but when he couldn't stand, she was standing right with him, and a great miracle occurred. Tell me about that on December 3rd, 1997, Dr. Renfro, but before you even tell me that, Tom, tell me about this wonderful age we live in as a medical doctor and all the super medicines and technology that we have today.
We live in a time right now like never before. The medical knowledge and the advancement of medicine is so advanced that we can literally look inside human organs and pick up disease. We have surgical techniques that are beyond anything of our forefathers. We have medications that target specific diseases like never before. But yet, as we live in this wonderful age with all this understanding, we are living where people are sicker than ever before. And I ask myself the question, why? When we have all this available, but yet we are sicker than ever before. And the answer is, because we may know more about the things of the world and the knowledge of medicine, but I dare say that we know less about God than our forefathers do. I think the answer to this is the things of God taken, learned, and applied in our daily lives.
Well, you did this.
Yes.
And a day came, December 3rd, 1997. Tell me about it.
On December 3rd of 97, God took something that the medical community said would not work. God took something that was at best meant to temporize and bring a few days of life. God took something that from the beginning they said, this is useless. And he took a chemotherapeutic agent, not even the big guns, the little guns, and he anointed it, he changed it, he supercharged it, he targeted the tumor, and it melted in front of your eyes.
Medically speaking, as a medical doctor, having researched this, is this possible? Is there a 1% chance of the possibility, medically speaking?
There is less than 1% chance of this happening. This is a true miracle that utterly shook the medical community in my region.
Tell me what one doctor said about it.
One doctor said it was a miracle. He couldn't believe it.
How many tumors did you have on your body?
I don't know how many pounds of tumors it was. There were so many tumors that literally on the day before they had found the tumor floating in my bloodstream. It was floating in the bloodstream. It was just circulating around. And God took
it. No, in your video, these tumors were grotesque.
Oh, well, there were pounds of tumors. I had a size 60 waist. There were tumors the size of footballs wrapped around the aorta, the inferior vena cava, obscuring the pancreas, obstructing the ureters, just pushing out everywhere. I was at end-stage disease. There was more tumor than there was me.
What happened to the tumors before your very eyes and other doctors' eyes?
That day, God softened those tumors up. They were as hard as apples, and they softened up like a little Nerf ball, like a little squeegee. And right before your eyes, they started melting away. Within a matter of hours, you could physically see it as you were looking at me. Things were changing and shrinking away in front of your eyes. And over the next 48, 72 hours, tumors that were the size of grapefruits ended up the size of a fried egg, just a flappy jelly mass.
What's going on inside of Dr. Renfro when this is happening?
Utter joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. My body would not respond to the joy. It physically couldn't do that. But inside, I was leaping and praising and speaking to everyone that came in the room and telling them about the greatness and the goodness of God and asking them to touch the miracle that God was doing in my body right there.
Are you limited in any way today? Do you work a full schedule?
I work more than I want to work. Last night I worked. I got in at 1:30 in the morning after working a 17-hour day.
This is impossible, Tom. You know this. As a doctor, you know this.
You see, that day, God did not only heal me, but he started the second phase. He brought restoration into my life. He's the one that redeems our life from destruction. And he took me from a man that couldn't sit up on his own in bed, a man that, if he was sitting on the side of the bed, took two people to lay him back down, a man that couldn't walk, a man that was in multi-organ failure. And he brought me all the way back from there to practice in medicine more than full time.
Okay, this was, almost 5 years ago. Are you cancer-free today?
I'm cancer-free. I am cancer-free. That tumor that was in my body is gone.
Let me talk to your wife, Sid, for a moment. Sid, when the tumors started disappearing before your very eyes, I know what was going on inside of Tom. He told me. What's going on inside of his wife?
Shock.
Shock? But this is what you were fighting for.
I know, but they went so fast. We just didn't know how it would happen. And they just literally, it was like putting an ice cube out on a counter, and you just watch it diminish, and eventually it's a pool of water. That's what they did. And, in fact, the physicians thought that they were melting so fast that that would kill him. So they took me back outside, and they told me that he would probably suffer tumor lysis, which is where there's more fluid in the body that kills the kidneys. So it was just a battle to the very end.
Sid, have you and your husband prayed for people with serious illnesses since that time and seen good results?
We have. We have healing services, and we've had several reports of people being healed of cancer. We recently had a woman who had stomach cancer, and we got a call that the tumor was no longer there. The doctors had told her that she was cancer-free, and we are in different churches every weekend, and we lay hands on people. And we believe them, with them, and we contact them. We stay in touch, and we uphold people. We just stand and hold their arms up and try to build their spirit.
Now, a lot of people, it's almost a cliche, and they say, with God, all things are possible. It's biblical, but it's almost like a cliche. But when you say that, you really mean it, don't you?
I know it. I have seen. And I tell people this. I do a lot of speaking to caretakers and in churches and ladies' groups and even cancer situations. And I say, I have sung all my life, God is God, and he always will be God. But I have seen now with my eyes I've seen God be God, and I've seen God show up in the midnight hour. And at one point, his temperature was 105 and 106 for 40-some hours sustained. But I saw God show up and rebuke that fever when there was nothing medical science could do. And I just saw so many things. I know one night the doctors told me he has to pass so many cc's of this fluid or he's going to drown in his own fluid tonight. And I told that to God. I said, God, he has to pass this. Now, in retrospect, I would have added about a 20 to it. You know, but I didn't know that. I just said what they told me. And he passed that very night. So I've seen God be God.
What is your desire for people to get a hold of your two-hour video that shows step-by-step his body deteriorating and then how he is today, called God's Word Won't Fail, which we're making available for $18 postage paid? What is your hope for people to get a hold of this video?
Well, I wish we had had this when he was sick. We have scriptures that comes up in big print on the screen in that video, and it's such a faith builder, and it's a tool. At 4 o'clock in the morning when his fever was 106, I would have loved to have had a tool like that to go to and fall back. And Dr. Renfro has a saying, don't send someone who's dying flowers that they will watch die before their eyes. Send them the Word of God that is life. The Word of God is life. And he says, send them something that they can reach out when their fevers are high and when their kidneys are failing, and they can push this video in, and up will come this picture and this Bible verse on the screen that they can latch onto and build themselves up in their most holy faith.
Are you convinced that what happened to your husband, the healing, could happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime?
I know it can. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. It says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Whoops, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Right for this video today, $18. God's Word Won't Fail. Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his healing in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Sikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivereth Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai
like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.
Throw a Zion, mounted on the mountain, Lord, from heaven's Zion.